Sharks Radio, joined by head coach Martin Grubb. It's been a while since we've been at the Shark Tank, so a great chance to catch up. And Martin, the road trip, it's gone well. It couldn't have gone any better. 3 wins out of 3.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like you say, we haven't been at home for a few weeks now, and we knew we had 3 road games in the bounce that were going to be difficult, and we made sure we were taking it 1 game at a time. Telford went very well for us, and went very well for Struan Toner in particular with his personal haul of five straight goals. And as a team, we knew that going on the road, you need to keep the goals against a minimum. So we've worked on that side, and pleasing that the most we conceded was 2 on the road. And you know, the boys executed the road plans, and I think we were the better team in all 3 games, and we've got a deserved point. So take a lot of confidence for that, and now it's hard work again this week, getting ready for the home game Saturday, sorry, and the away game on Sunday.
And the Midlands doubleheader, like you say, Telford into Solihull, and last season that was kind of one of your undoings. The Midlands trips didn't go very well, and over the whole road trip, conceding 4 goals in 3 games, just what you wanted, really.
Yeah, I mean, I think, as I say, Telford was a perfect start for us. We got off to a good start, and it was obviously a good win. Going into Solihull was notoriously difficult to play there, and somewhere that actually I don't think we had won before there. So we were conscious that we knew we needed to start well and keep their chances to a minimum. I think Perry's got a team there with a lot of offensive threat, so we shut them down, and I thought the Telford Solihull weekend, that Midlands road trip, Callum Hepburn stepped up and was exceptional. The team in front of him gave him a chance to do his job, and we were very clinical, which I have been a little bit critical of us in recent weeks before that. So offensively we were good, and then going into Blackburn was a little bit the opposite. We were a bit slack, sloppy defensively to start with, but we found our rhythm and 6 unanswered goals, and like you say, that it was almost in terms of points wise, it was a perfect road trip for us.
And you mentioned Callum Hepburn. He's stood in when obviously Kieran's not available, and the defence supporting Callum, and Callum showing what he can do between the pipes.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think we're really lucky where we have 2 good young goalies here. In terms of Kyle Johnson, unfortunate with injury this year, and he's not been able to play yet, but he showed us what he's been able to do in the cup last year. And then Callum, he moved to Paisley due to work commitments, but we were very keen to retain him on that two-way because we knew what he could do. And they two, I think it's good because they two can then keep Kieran on his toes, and Kieran's had a fantastic season so far. But we spoke to Callum, and he knew he was going to get a run of games with Kieran's injury, and we asked him to just concentrate on his job and make sure he was stopping first shots and maintaining and managing his rebounds, and he's been exceptional so far, and you know, it's a good problem to have. Kyle's now back skating. Kieran will hopefully skate on Friday, and we'll see how he goes. And Callum gives us a huge problem because he's playing so well at the moment, and the team are confident with him that, you know, we've got 3 goalies that can play, and that's as I say, it's a nice problem to have.
It is, and coming into this weekend, it's. I think we keep saying that there's no easy games anymore. You've got Blackburn coming into Dumfries, and then a road trip to Billingham, and it's back to league action. So you've had a kind of a distraction of the cup, but you've kept that ticking over, and now back into the league play and looking to keep that run going as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've said it already this season, but I think when I look at the games coming up, I think this could be our most difficult weekend of the season so far. And partly purely based on the fact that we have had the distraction of the cup and being able to play your Blackburn and Billingham's in the cup. Where now, as we know, it's a league business, and we know the last time we played Blackburn and Dumfries, that was our only defeat so far. And so they will know they can win in our place, and they'll be hungry to avenge the defeat that we inflicted on them last weekend. So it's a case of us going in and doing what we're good at and looking after ourselves and making sure that we're good at both ends of the ice, and obviously making sure the most important thing for us is going to be about the result. Obviously the performance would be great, but the result is the main thing, and we're confident, and I know we've got the ability to do so. And then when you go into Billingham, I think games in recent years have shown anything can happen between the two teams. There's a bit of rivalry, some good hockey played, and And a lot of it comes down to who can maintain their discipline and take their chances. So we know we're going to have two tough games. We know that if we can get maximum points, it gives us an even bigger lead in the league standings. But we'll focus on kind of period at a time and game at a time. And we'll go in there full of confidence and looking to come out with maximum points.
You've already mentioned about Kieran, hopefully not too far away from a return, but the other bumps and bruises as well, like Sir Mark Fowley and James Wallace, how are they coming along?
I think Mark's still going to be a bit away. One thing we don't want to do with Mark is rush him. I think we've kind of resigned ourselves to hopefully get back for the Christmas break. And James is kind of week to week. It's kind of a constant communication to see where he is. So that one, kind of unsure of there. Stuart Andrews missed last weekend, albeit he played the Midlands doubleheader with his knock. So hopefully we'll get Stewie back and be able to play some part in this weekend. So, you know, apart from that, we are where we are. We've got the players to be able to play short bench, and we've got the players to be able to play when we're at full strength. And we didn't have Jordan Blesser last Saturday. He was on clan duty. So again, it will depend on where they are. But I think the one thing we're confident in is the spirit we've got and the character we've got in our team this year. It's everybody plays for each other. It doesn't really matter who's in the lineup. They've been finding a way to win so far, and it's a happy camp. And we've just got to keep a lid on things and make sure that we don't take anything for granted, and hopefully just keep winning.
And as we said at the top, coming back to the ice bowl, to your own surroundings, there's no bus trip on Saturday, so you can just kind of do your normal thing, get back in your game day routine and have the comforts of home on Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a few weeks now since we've been at home, so I think the players will be quite happy that there's no long bus trips on the Saturday. Gives us a chance to play in front of our own supporters again and hopefully prove to them that the good road form we've had can continue at home, and hopefully we can play as well as we have been on the road and give them something to cheer about. And more importantly, as I say, at the end of Saturday night particularly, we get a home win.
Excellent. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you back at base camp on Saturday night. Thanks for your time, and we'll see you at the ring Saturday.
Thank you very much, Greg.